Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Some people want you to believe that using statin drugs like Lipitor are responsible for the drops in the number of heart attacks each year. The real reason may be much simpler, and one that has no side effects: banning smoking in public places. According to this latest study, banning cigarette smoke causes heart attack rates to drop by 17% almost immediately, and by as much as 36% after 3 years. Secondhand smoke is responsible for 46,000 deaths a year from heart disease alone. Not to mention, smoking causes cancer, stroke, and emphysema. At a time of great concern over the financial sustainability of our healthcare system, smoke-free laws represent an inexpensive approach to reducing heart attacks and probably other cardiovascular conditions. Ever have any difficulty getting your kids to fall asleep? Well, this next story may just have the answer you're looking for. The average child takes about 26 minutes to fall asleep from the time they go to bed. In fact, the less active they are, the longer it takes. When you think of how much time kids spend on the computer, playing video games, and watching TV, it is a miracle they fall asleep at all. It makes sense that the longer it takes them to fall asleep, the less hours of sleep they get. And loss of sleep is associated with obesity. But this latest study shows that every hour of activity a child engages in reduces the time it takes them to fall asleep by 6 minutes. Physical activity isn't only important for fitness, heart health, and weight control, but also for good sleep. And when I come back, we'll take a look at just how safe your drinking water is and how to stop muscle weakness as you get older.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
Seems like we all just assume if our water is coming out of the kitchen tap, it must be safe to drink. After all, we are all protected by the Clean Water Act, the law that forces companies to report exactly what they are dumping into the waterways and subject themselves to fines and even imprisonment. The problem is, in recent years, violations of the Clean Water Act has risen steadily. In fact, according to this article, the law has been violated over 1 million times, with factories dumping toxins into the water at levels that might contribute to cancer, birth defects, and other illnesses. The EPA administrator herself, Lisa Jackson, has said that today's water supply does not meet public health goals. And don't think if you are drinking well water instead of municipal water, you are any better off. Well water can be just as polluted. The problem is that today's pollutants can't be seen and can't be smelled, which means you can't even tell if your water is polluted until you start to get sick. And that is happening to many people now. And for our last story, we take a look at how to stop the slow loss of muscle strength normally seen with aging. We all have heard of insulin's role in lowering blood sugar, and most of us are familiar with insulin problems associated with diabetes. What some of you may not know is the role insulin plays in keeping your muscles strong, maintaining muscle size, and maintaining coordination. Insulin drives amino acids, the building blocks of muscle, into the muscle to help them recover from exercise and maintain their size. With age, there is a decrease in blood flow to the extremities, the arms and the legs, and decreased blood flow means less insulin to bring the amino acids into the muscle. hence the loss of muscle strength as we age. However, with as little as 3 exercise sessions per week, it has been shown that in just 20 weeks, the blood flow to the extremities can be increased enough to reverse muscle loss and strength. Looks like, once again, exercise is a good way to stay young. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Your ears secrete more earwax when you are afraid than when you aren't. The chemicals and hormones released when you are afraid could be having unseen effects on your body in the form of earwax. Studies have suggested that fear causes the ears to produce more of the sticky substance, though the reasons are not yet clear. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.